Blog Talk Radio.
I hope you guys are having a good night. This is Mr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. So I hope you guys have had a good day. I hope you've enjoyed American Idol if you've seen it. I appreciate you guys for tuning into my show. Tonight I'd like to talk about, just keep it real and talk with you guys about some things that God has placed on my own heart. And if you know that any minister who actually ever speaks, actually speaking, first of all, from a place where they probably are and what God has placed in their hearts. So earlier today, God had placed in my heart, are you thirsty? Are you thirsty? And what are you thirsty for? But as I've started to actually get involved and do more of this message, it's taking a twist. So next week I'll be talking about fulfilling your thirst. But today I want to talk with you guys about living victoriously. Because I think that there's so many different things that we experience on a daily basis. There's so many different situations we're faced with. But before I even go there, I want you guys to remember this. Thirst is a powerful thing. It will cause you to go the extra mile and to fulfill the thirst. So thirst will cause you to go the extra mile to fulfill it. It will cause you to do some things just to try to make sure that it's satisfied. You know, so what is your thirst? I want you guys to think about that. What are you thirsty for? What things do you really thirst after? Are you thirsting after things that you want for yourself? Are you thirsting for things that God has placed on your heart? Are you thirsty for God? Are you thirsty for the Word? Are you thirsty to do what God has called you to do? You know, that seems to be the thing. Are you thirsty? And what are you thirsty for? I want you guys to think about that, because we're going to talk about that next week. But I hope, as you guys are listening right now, I'm going to talk about tonight how to live victoriously. How to live victoriously. And as I'm talking about this message, I want you to think about what you're thirsty for. Because if you're thirsty for righteousness, if you're thirsty for God and for God, period, and to do what he's called you to do, then this message is for you tonight. Again, if you're tuning in, listen to the Heart Love Radio Show. I'm your host, G. Wright, coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. Tonight I'm coming from the scripture, Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. It says this, it says, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Please pray with me. Father God, I just pray right now that you'll speak through me, to please forgive me for my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I pray, God, that the words you have placed in my heart will be received by the people who are listening, by the people who are downloading this sermon, and for those who will go to sleep thinking about the words of God that you've given me. I pray, God, to bless everyone who's listening and those who will hear this word. And I pray, God, that you will use me for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. The number here is 646-595-4311. This is a new format that I'm doing on the show. So in between my points, I'll be playing some songs as well. But I appreciate you guys for tuning in with me from 9 to 10. But in Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 14, this first part where it says, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to take hold of it, but one thing I do. The biggest thing that I want you guys to know, that one of the things that really struck me about this is this. Don't be proudful. Don't be proudful at all. Prideful, don't be proud. He says, brother, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. And that's what came to me, because Paul is basically saying this, look, I'm not trying to act like I've done anything. Hey, I'm not even saying I've taken hold of it, but this one thing I do. But even before I go before that, I have to say this. Let me go ahead and back up to verse 12, and verse 12 where it says, not that I have already obtained all this, have already have been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ used to take hold of me. That's what we said in the verse before that. But when it comes to this part about brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. What went through my mind is this. You know, sometimes we act as if we have taken hold of it. We act like we have already obtained it. We act like we've gotten to the point where we don't have to do any more work, where we've already been at this place in our lives that we are. So what God placed in my heart was, don't be prideful. Don't be proud. Because pride goes before a fall. How can we live victoriously? My first point, don't be proudful. Don't be prideful. Don't be proud. Because pride goes before a fall. Now, any person could have said that they felt like they obtained this thing. It's Paul. You know, Paul was someone who was very zealous about the law. You know, he was persecuting Christians before God had saved him and changed his name from Saul to Paul. So, you know, he knew about the law. And he at this point, he had been doing a lot. But guess what? Even no matter what state of mind he was in, no matter what place in the Christendom he was in, no matter what position he held, he said, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. Do you hear what I'm saying? You know, and what gets me is that in our society today, so many people in authority or even positions act like they've already obtained it. It's like, oh, I've already done this thing. I already have a goal. But here he's saying, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. And, you know, for Paul, his goal was Christ's goal for him, what Christ had for him. But he said, I haven't taken hold of it. I haven't obtained it. You know, and I want to tell you guys this tonight that, you know, we know that pride goes before a fall. It says also in the Word of God that God resists the proud. And so if you're a proud person, God's going to resist you. If you're a humble person, God will bless you. God will exalt you. So don't be proudful. Be real with yourself and where you are. You know, I think the biggest thing is this. Look, you know what? I'm not perfect. You know, you might look and say, oh, you have a title. in the church, or you might have a title in your job, and you're in some form of ministry, you have a title. But I just want to encourage you that even with the titles that you have, realize, listen, you haven't attained it yet. So be real with yourself and where you are. Now look, you know, I make mistakes sometimes. Sometimes I don't say the right things. Sometimes I don't do the right things. Sometimes I don't think the right thoughts. So be real with yourself where you are. No need for illusions. And I say illusions, these are things that came to my mind that God placed in my heart tonight to share with you guys. You know, we in the Christendom don't have a need for illusions. We don't have to put the illusion that we are better than we are. You know, Paul to me was keeping it real when he said, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. And I believe that yet was in there because, you know, some people will look at you and they will put you on a pedestal and you'll begin to think that you're better than you are. But he says, but no matter what work you do in for God and for the kingdom of God, you're never going to be there, quote unquote, yet. Even when you think you're at that point where you can sit back and relax, there's still much more to be done in the kingdom of God. But there's no need for illusions. Be real. Be honest. You know what? I haven't obtained it yet. You know, if someone compliments you and tells you how great a job you're doing, just say thank you. But just remember that you haven't obtained it yet. We haven't obtained it yet. Not yet. God's still working through us. Even when we think that we've gotten to the end of the line, God has something else that's new for you. But under that thing of don't be powerful, just remember that pride goes before fall. Be real with yourself and where you are. And remember, there's no need for illusion. You know, just be real. And then we're talking about tonight, if you're tuning in to the Hard Love Radio Show, we're talking about how to live victoriously. You know, I don't know about you, but I know I've been called for a purpose. I know I've been called for a purpose, and I'm blessed through this song that I'm about to play for you guys. This song is a song from my cousin, Eureka A. Wright, recording artist, gospel recording artist, the songbird of gospel music, and you can check her things out on iTunes. And this is Call for a Purpose, and I'll be right back with my second point for tonight. Thank you.
Yo, this your boy Mr. Bugs from the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G Wright on blogtalkradio.com.
Hope you guys are enjoying yourselves tonight. Can I get an amen, amen, and an amen? That's all I can say. I've been called for a purpose. And I know you've been called for a purpose too. If you're tuning in, this is Mr. G Wright coming to you with this new Tuesday format. And just playing, that was my cousin, Eureka A. Wright, gospel recording artist, a.k.a. the songbird of gospel music. So check her out on iTunes. Tonight we're talking about how to live victoriously. If you're thirsty, you have a thirst for God and thirst to do what God has called you to do, then this message is for you. From my first point from tonight, basically the scriptures come from Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. The first one is this: don't be prideful. Don't be prideful, or don't be proud. My second point tonight is this: forget what is behind you. In verses 13 and 14 it says, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to take hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind. I'm just doing this by phrases tonight. Forgetting what's behind. Forget what's behind you. You know, sometimes I think that when God calls us to do things and we begin to step out on faith and we begin to do the things, sometimes as we take those steps forward and we begin to even experience what Peter felt like when he walked out to Jesus and he stepped out on the water. He stepped out of the boat onto the water. And Jesus called him. And he stepped out the boat. Of course, you know there's more to the story, but the point is that I'm focusing on right now is the fact that he stepped out the boat. You know, sometimes when we start taking those steps toward God, what God has called us to do, we tend to take a step, one step, then we begin to take a second step, and then we become a little nervous because, you know, Peter actually stepped out on the water. Peter actually began to actually walk on the water. Sometimes in our lives, we actually begin to take those baby steps toward what God has called us to do. And we take one step, and then we take the next step, and then we become afraid. And we begin to look what's going on behind us. What do I just now leave? What situation did I just leave? Am I actually walking away from this situation? Forget what is behind you. Because we're going to talk later on about what happened to Peter as he began to walk on that water. But I just want to encourage you today that you can't live a victorious life if you are always looking behind you. You know, you have to keep your hand on the plow. You have to keep your hand on the plow and keep on going forward. Keep on making decisions that are going to help you to go forward. But if you're always looking behind you, you will not live a victorious life. It's like someone who's torn. It's like you're torn between two things. You're torn between two situations. You're torn about the situation that you are leaving and versus the opportunity to experience new things in your life. You know, forget what's behind you. I'm telling you, it's like if you're fighting in a war, you're fighting in a war, right? And you're on the battlefield. And what happens is, like, you know, the song that comes to my mind right now, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. Yes, I'm on the battlefield for my Lord. And I promised him that I would serve him till I die. I'm on the battlefield for the Lord. For my Lord, of course. You know, but you can't live a victorious life if you're always looking behind you. You know, and guess what? Since we are in a battlefield, since we are on the battlefield for the Lord, you know, we will surely die if we continue to look behind us. Because we're in a war. We have to stay focused. You know, I think so many of us are torn at this part right here. Forget what is behind you. Forgetting what is behind you. You know, if you want to live a victorious life, you have to remember that you can't be victorious if you keep on looking behind you. Now, there are some illustrations, there are some stories that happened in the Bible. And this particular story that I'm going to talk about right now for a quick second is about Lot and his wife. As a child, I would go to Bible studies and different, like, Bible study groups. And there's a place called Teen Haven, which used to take place in the urban areas to teach urban children about the Bible. And it was a place where you can really, really, really learn a lot. But this story is about Lot and his wife. And you might have heard the story. The story takes place in Genesis chapter 19, verse 26. I'm turning there right now. That's Genesis chapter 19, verse 26. There's much more to the story, and that's another discussion. That's another topic. But what I want us to focus on is what happened in verse 26. In fact, let me go up to verse 25. It says, "Thus he overthrew those cities and the entire plain, including all those living in the cities." We're talking about the Lord. "And also the vegetation in the land." So listen, I want you guys to understand, those places were on fire. You know, things were going on over there. I want you guys to understand, it says, "But Lot's wife looked back, and she became a pillar of salt." Let me set up the story of what happened. You know, Lot was living in some evil days back then. And a lot of things were going on back then, which are beginning to, you know, go on right now, even so. And what happens is that God has spared Lot. God spared Lot and his family, told him, "Look, you know, you get yourselves out of Sodom and Gomorrah. You get yourself out of this area. Take your kids, take your family. Don't look back. Don't look back." And as they were running, Lot's wife turned around, and she looked back, and she came as pillar of salt. You know, her disobedient hesitation cost her life. Don't forget what's behind you. You know, it could kill you. You know, it's like this. You have the opportunity today, and this is what I really believe. In my heart, I believe that we are in a land of opportunities where God is calling us out of situations that we've been in, out of circumstances. God is calling us out of different mindsets that we've had. He's calling people. And if you hear the voice of the Lord, do the things that God is calling you to do. And forget what is behind you. Sometimes God calls you to go. Pick up your stuff, go. Sometimes it's like, look, you need to run. Run as fast as you can. You want to live a victorious life? Do what I've called you to do. Don't look back. Just keep your eyes on what's ahead. And but for Lot's wife, that hesitant disobedience caused her life, and she became a pillar of salt. Forget what is behind you. I think that we are in this season where God is calling us to do the things that he's called us to do. And we will never experience that victory in our lives if we continue to look back. Now, mind you, you might be in your house today. And you might look around you. You might look behind you. And you might be thinking, I'm not turning to a pillar of salt. But I want you to understand, each time you look back, it's like, I'm saying for us, you know, the word for them was not to look back. God was destroying the land. Don't look back, just look forward. But for us today, I just want us, want you guys, I want us to take from this, is this, when, as far as forgetting what is behind you, you know, we know what's happened. We know what we've come from. We know what God has done in our lives and what God is doing. But instead of focusing on the negative things, we have to let things go. You know, which, let things go. Let your past be your past. You know, it's like we all have sinned and fallen short to the glory of God. We've all have made mistakes. There's no one who's perfect. But we can't live victoriously if we always remember that thing that we used to do, or that thing that we did earlier in the day, or that thing we did 10 minutes ago. But, you know, one thing I can think about right now is this part, because I think that so many of us, our dreams die because we don't fully forget about those things that are behind us. And if you don't let things go, if you hold on to grudges, if you hold on to things that, to the not so good things that have happened to you, it will hinder you from living a victorious life. It will hinder you from living a victorious life. You have to let things go. You have to get to a point in your life where you decide, okay, God, have your way. Okay, God, you can, I want to live victoriously. I've got to let this thing go. And that's what you're probably thinking. That's, if you're out there, you're probably thinking, Lord, I really want to experience what you have for me. But you're having a hard time letting things go. But you have to let things go. In order to live a victorious life, you have to forget about those things that are behind you so you can go on and do what God has called you to do. You know, and that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest thing. And when you're in this place where you say, God, I'm struggling with letting this thing go. I'm struggling with forgetting what's behind me. I want to encourage you with this song, which is one of the songs that have been sung so many times in the gospel church, and this song is Total Praise by Richard Smallwood. This is G. Wright, and I'll be right back. Thank you.
hope you guys are praising God wherever you are right now. I know I'm having a good time. I'm feeling much, much better because, you know what? He is the source and strength of my life. You know, total praise. Give him God total praise. If you're tuning in right now, you're listening to the Heart of Love radio show, I'm Minister G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C., Baltimore area. Tonight, if you have a thirst for God, you have a thirst for what he's called you to do, and you would like to live victoriously, then you're in the right place. You're in the right place. You know, tonight, you know, we're coming from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 13 to 14. You know, sometimes, you guys, I become excited. And when I become excited, my speech, my words accelerate, and I'm talking a thousand words a minute. You guys get it. I talk very fast. So if I'm going to do that, please just tell me. Slow down, G. Okay. My first point is this. Don't be prideful. And talking about being victorious, you know, remember that pride goes before a fall. Be real with yourself from where you are, and there's no need for illusions. You know, just be real. Point two, forget what is behind you. You know, we can't live a victorious if we are always looking behind us. You can't live a victorious life if you are always looking behind you. Think about Lot and his wife. They are saved out of a bad situation where God was destroying the land because of all the evil stuff that was going on in the land. And he told him, get your family together and do not look back. But his wife's hesitant disobedience cost her her life. And then, you know, you have to let things go. Let your past be your past. Whatever you did yesterday, it's okay. You know, yesterday is yesterday. Today is today, and Lord willingly, if you're alive for the next day, tomorrow will come. You know, strain forward toward what is ahead. You know, when we look at Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 14, where it says, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. Well, I think of the word straining. That means that it's within reach, but you have to push just a little bit more. You have to do a little bit more, like, to get to a place. Like if you have something that's a piece of paper that's on the desk, and you're in your seat. You know, when you're straining for something, it's like, oh, you're reaching as far as your finger, your hand can go. You know, you're straining. You're doing everything you can to reach it. Straining toward what is ahead. You're looking forward. You know, in living a victorious life, yet don't be prideful. Forget what's behind you. Strain toward what is ahead. So if I'm living victoriously, I'm straining towards something. I'm not just straining just to be straining. I'm not stretching trying to get to my goal. I'm straining toward what is ahead. I see that thing. And I want to encourage you tonight, if you're listening, don't be afraid to do a new thing. I just see so much potential all around me, and I look at my family. I see so many potential, so much potential, and I'm just great. I'm grateful for my mom. I'm grateful for my aunts. Hey, Aunt Mia, I love you. You know, I love you, Mom. But you know what? I'm saying it's because I know my Aunt Mia's on the phone, and I just encourage you guys, don't be afraid to do a new thing, because God is doing a new thing. God is opening up doors that
that seem to be closed. And you know, the thing about it is that I'm encouraged today by my aunts, by all the choices and all the things that they're doing, even their age. And one of my aunts in particular that I'm focusing on right now is my Aunt Nim. And I'm just blessed because she's doing a new thing in this season. I'm not even getting into all that stuff because I told her I wasn't going to do it, so I'm not going to do it on him. You know, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to put her on the spot. Oh, yeah, because if y'all were listening last Tuesday, I told my mom and my aunt that I would put them on the spot and have them sing. So my mom actually didn't call in tonight, but my aunt Mim has called in, and I said I'm not going to put you on the spot, so I'm not going to put you on the spot, Aunt Mim. You know, but I'm encouraged today because she's doing a new thing. She's walking in a new thing that God is doing in her life. And it doesn't matter about your age, for those who are listening. It doesn't matter about your age. You can still strain toward what is ahead. You know, you can still strain. You're still alive. You still have a zest for life. You still are able to make a change in the earth and do what God has called you to do. So I'm encouraged by my aunt, because that's what she's doing. She's straining toward what is ahead. So I just want to encourage you guys, don't be afraid to do a new thing. Don't be afraid to do a new thing. Don't be afraid to experience. And I say this because some people won't strain. They won't even try because they're afraid of doing a new thing. But I just want to encourage you, don't be afraid to do a new thing. And then don't be too lazy to do the work. You know, when you think about straining for something, you are putting just a little bit more effort into something than you would ordinarily would do. And some people don't go and don't live a victorious life because they're not straining toward what is ahead. They're too lazy to do the work. It's like this. God's called you out. A doctor to his marvelous life, he's called you out of your situation and has placed you in a new situation. But to say, you know what, God, I don't feel like doing that work. I don't feel like straining. I don't feel like I'm trying to put an extra effort to get to the place. Then guess what? You're not going to live a victorious life if you're lazy. Don't be too lazy. Don't be afraid to do a new thing. Don't be too lazy to do the work. You know, strain toward what's ahead. That's like if you have someone who's a designer and the person loves to design, but they don't feel like going to a store to buy the pad to design and to buy the proper utensils, or not utensils, the proper pencils and pens that an artist would need to design, then guess what? Their designs aren't going to really do anything. Those different goals and different things that God has placed within them, gifts and desires and talents that he's placed within them, is just going to sit. So I'm encouraging you guys to strain toward what is ahead of you. Don't be too afraid to do a new thing. Don't be too lazy to do the work. And then keep your eyes on what God has for you. So when you strain for what is ahead of you, you're not straining for just to be straining, like I said earlier, but you're actually straining in a certain direction, right? That's like if you're looking ahead of you and the remote control is a few feet away from you, and you're right there and you know, you don't necessarily feel like getting up, but you're right there. You're straining. You're straining for it. You're straining for it. You're straining for it. You're going to be looking at that remote control because that's what you're trying to get to. The next step that God's placed in front of you, you need to be focusing on that. You need to be focusing on what God has placed, what God has for you at that time. Keep your focus. Keep your focus. You know, the biggest thing I say this in living a victorious life is that when we begin to strain forward, you know, toward that goal that God has called for us, toward what is ahead, you know, we have to stay focused. You know, so if God's called you to do some particular thing in this season of your life, you've got to stay focused on that. You know, you have, in your training, you have to keep your eye on the prize. You have to keep your eyes on the prize. And now, I know that I'm almost running out of time. We have about 14 more minutes. And you guys know that Greg loves to talk. Greg loves to talk. But even before we go on to the last topic for tonight, I just would like to play something for you from my CD. And this song is called Renew in Me. Because I know that sometimes as we strain forward towards what God has called us to do, toward what's ahead, and sometimes we become tired. Sometimes we have so many different things going on in our minds. If that's you, I hope that this song will touch your heart.
Forgive me, Lord, I pray.
For what
Right, this is the Hard Love Radio Show, and I have a caller calling live. Look, I'm in. Hello, I'm in.
Hi, Precious.
Hey, how you doing, I'm in?
I'm doing well, thank you. I have thoroughly enjoyed your show. I really, really have. You touched on a lot, and we do go have a problem.
Yeah.
Excuse me. In that when things happen to us, we dwell on those things.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Instead of asking the Lord to help us to overcome them.
Right.
So that we can move on to where he wants us to go.
Yeah.
And do what he wants us to do. So I really thank you for your message tonight.
Thanks, Amir. I'm glad you could come through. You know, and I'm excited for what you're doing, what God is doing in your life, and that you're doing a new thing. You know, you are embarking on a new thing. You're doing new things. You're having new experiences. And I think that hopefully that will encourage other people who are out there that they won't be afraid to do new things as well.
Yeah, you know, and like you said, you know, you're never too old. You're
right.
Never too old. And every day that the Lord grants you a blessing to be here, that's something that you should really, really be thankful for.
Yeah.
And continue to strive to where he wants you to go.
Well, yeah, you know, sometimes when we're going through what we're going through, we think that what we're going through is the worst thing. But it's like the other night I saw a woman, I guess she was on crutches, but it was apparent that she was crippled a little bit because her legs weren't straight. They hit down on the ground enough for her to move her legs, her crutches further, but you could tell that she had a hard time, the problem with walking, and she couldn't really walk that well. And it's like, you know, no, what I'm going through is nothing compared to what she's going through.
Exactly. So we need to be thankful for where the Lord has us.
Yeah.
And we are exactly where he wants us to be.
Then the thing about it, you know, when we start moving and walking that new thing, what happens is that's when people really start to look back. You know, it's like, okay, did I actually just take a step forward? Did I actually just do that? And so sometimes people's past, our past, becomes like a crutch because we're afraid to do the new thing.
That's true, and I can attest to that because the project that I am working on now, you know how long it's been.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the fact that I was fearful of doing it. I was just reluctant to do it.
Right.
But now that I've embarked on it, I am excited. And I'm looking forward to what the Lord is going to do.
You know, and I believe that God would use you to speak to people who are, young people my age and younger, but even more so to those who are in your age group, to that's never too late.
It's only too late once you lay down.
Right.
That's when it's too late. But as long as I'm still up and walking around and I'm still in my sound mind, reasonable amount of health.
Right.
I'm going to keep on pressing forward.
That's it.
I'm looking forward to this prize. I'm looking forward to it. I really, really am.
I have to say, I remember when I was overseas, and grandma passed away.
Mm-hmm.
My mom passed away, and I remember the vision I saw. And the vision I saw, you know, colors beyond, like the brown was the prettiest brown I've ever seen. Blue, I mean, pink was the pinkest pink I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, white was the whitest white I've ever seen. And I remember saying, you know what? If I had just a little taste of the other side that grandma went, I'm like, you know, I definitely want to be there. I definitely want to go on the other side.
I feel you.
I was like, wow. You know, that encouraged me, because I think that's something, that vision I'll never forget, you know, as long as I live, you know. And it makes me want to say, let me go for the prize. Let me go for the prize.
Yeah.
Let me, you know, which, take you real quick to the last one, where I was saying pressing on toward the goal to win the prize. Never give up. If you fall, get back up again.
That's right.
But then keep your eye on the prize. Don't be distracted by the things that's going on around us.
You can't be. Because when you are, then you're thrown out of kilter.
Yeah.
You know, and it what you're actually saying is, I don't trust God to lead me.
Yeah.
That's what
you know. Yeah. And then what happens, you know what I mean, is that when that distraction comes, then we're thrown off balance, and then by the time we try to, you know, we get up, what's been going on? And then it's like, okay, which direction am I supposed to be going in?
Exactly. Because
distraction has caused a whirlwind to come, and then we were not even headed south. Now we're going west.
Exactly.
You know, and then press, you know, push with everything that's within us. I believe that you and other ladies, you know, who are listening, definitely know what press is, because, you know, you've had a baby. So, of course, men, we're not going to know what that's like. But the press toward the mark for the prize of high calling of God in Christ Jesus, the press, the push with everything that's within us, you know, that's what we have to do.
Exactly.
In order to live victoriously.
Exactly. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
You know, since you're on the phone with me, and we have about a few seconds, real quick, I just want to say I love you guys for tuning in to the Hard Love Radio Show. I'm G. Wright, and Thursday I'll be on from 6 to 7. But right now I just want to know, if you would pray for those people who are out there who are listening, who have that thirst for God, and who have a desire to live victoriously.
Okay. Most holy and divine Father, we thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. We know, Lord, that even though you have laid down your life for us, that there are times when we are disobedient. There are times when we fall by the wayside. But, Lord, you said in your word that you would never leave us nor forsake us, that all we have to do is seek and we will find. Knock and the door will be opened. Ask and it will be given to us. So, Father, we're asking that you help us, Lord, to do what you would have us to do, to not let fear get in the way of where you would have us to go. Help us to stay focused, dear Father, in the direction that you would have us to go. Help us, Father, to reach for the prize, for the high calling of you. And it's in these precious names, in your name, Father, name of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we ask this blessing. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, thank you so much. For that prayer, because that prayer is really definitely,
has uplifted my spirits, and I know that prayer has uplifted those who are actually listening right now and those who would download the program tonight.
You're welcome.
You know, guys, I just again to say thank you for tuning in to the Heart Love Radio Show, for making it a favorite of yours. And don't forget to tune in. It's coming Thursday from 6 to 7. I have some surprise guests who are going to come through. So I look forward to seeing you guys on Thursday from 6 to 7. God bless. Have a great night. And I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you too, sweetie.
Okay.